This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now the news for February 1st, 2023. Test seats have been installed near the entrance of Tron Light Cycle Run in Tomorrowland of the Magic Kingdom. Test seats are in front of a themed backdrop that was installed a few weeks ago on the raised walkway, just a few yards from the main entrance to the show building. The test seats are in the same spot as the test seats for the attraction at Shanghai Disneyland. There are two sets of light cycles. Guests will be able to sit here to make sure they fit comfortably on the attraction, which, believe me, will be a concern for many. The area also works as a photo op, especially for kids too young to ride the coaster just yet. Tron Light Cycle Run cast members also received their uniforms, their cast costumes, if you will, at the attraction. We saw one such cast member at the walkway entrance during our recent ride on the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. The cast member was standing sentinel near the sign for Tron Light Cycle Run. The costume is black with shiny teal panel down the front of the shirt and white lines running down the shirt and pants. The ensemble resembles the costumes worn by characters in Tron and Tron Legacy, but are less form-fitting. The Tron Light Cycle Run cast member costume was first revealed at the D23 Expo in 2019. It's the same costume that they wear at Tron Light Cycle Power Run in Shanghai as well. Tron Light Cycle Run will open finally at the Magic Kingdom on April 4th, 2023. Cast member previews are just days away, so it's becoming very real at this point. Walt Disney World PhotoPass photographers are now wearing their new green, environmentally friendly costumes that Disney announced earlier in the week. PhotoPass photographers on Main Street were still wearing the old uniform, but we saw photographers in the new green shirts in the hub. The shirts are green, while the pants or shorts are dark blue. Costumes are made of recycled materials, plus designed to control moisture and protect against the sun's rays. For comparison, here again are the older costumes from a couple years ago. Pants and shorts are similar, but they wore white shirts and tan vests. Hats and jackets are optional. More Tiana's Bayou Adventure theming has been added to the construction walls around the attraction formerly known as Splash Mountain in the Magic Kingdom. That is a weird thing to say. The brown construction walls resemble crates. The large stamps that were on the walls when they went up are for the Southern Dome Salt Company, referencing the backstory of Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Please Keep Dry and Louisiana stamps were added later, but now the walls have square signs advertising Tiana's Foods, also part of the backstory of the ride. Signs are yellow, and the logo for the employee-owned Tiana's Foods is green and purple, and coming soon is below the logo. Signs are located every few feet along the construction walls, and work has already begun on transforming Splash Mountain into Tiana's Bayou Adventure. A crane arrived on the site yesterday, and as well, some of the facades started to be ripped apart. Today, that hole was covered with a wire mesh, which is usually used when you're about to pour concrete or such to make new rock work. Blue painter's tape and plastic was also visible through the hole, but they have really, really started this transformation as they rush to make that deadline of towards the end of 2024. Showtimes have been announced for the return of Happily Ever After to the Magic Kingdom on April 3rd, 2023. The fireworks spectacular will be performed at 9 p.m. each night beginning on April 3rd. Disney Enchantment will continue to be performed through April 2nd. Disney Enchantment, of course, replaced Happily Ever After on October 1st, 2021. However, many guests expressed disappointment after a lack of archival footage and references to the park over its 50 years, which is what the event was celebrating. Eventually, the original version of the show was replaced with an updated version on August 22nd, 2022, with an opening sequence featuring Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse, Roy Disney, and some theme park attractions. However, many still did not enjoy the show, at least the rest of it. Happily Ever After is a spectacular fireworks and projection show that premiered at the Magic Kingdom on May 12th of 2017. And again, everyone's been asking for it to come back, and it is, and it will again on April 3rd at 9 p.m. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway has opened in Mickey's Toontown at Disneyland, but guests visiting Walt Disney World don't have to miss out on the celebration. New Runaway Railway gear has dropped at Walt Disney World, and we found these items at Great Movie Finds, the little merchandise shop outside of the Hollywood Studios ride. There's a Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway long-sleeve t-shirt for $44.99, a youth t-shirt for $26.99 and a new version of the engineer's cap for $34.99. A few days ago, we also found what I think is the coolest item. They have a picnic blanket, which is super cool. None of this has arrived at Disneyland yet. The ride is open, the shop at the exit is closed, and they are not selling any of the merchandise yet. There was a Runaway Railway mug available at Disneyland, but they pulled that on opening day, strangely enough. So I don't know, I guess March 8th is the goal to get a lot of this stuff to Disneyland. But in the meantime, if you can't wait, it's all available here at Walt Disney World. A spokesman for Governor Ron DeSantis told media that the governor anticipates a special session of the Florida legislature meeting next week to discuss the state's plan for taking over the Reedy Creek Improvement District, home of the Walt Disney World Resort. Brian Griffin, the press secretary for the governor, confirmed to the Sentinel, quote, the governor's office anticipates a special session next week on Reedy Creek and other items, but did not disclose what those other items would be. Early this month, Osceola County posted a notice that the Florida legislature would be taking up the Reedy Creek issue. The notice stated the aim was, quote, removing and revising powers of the district, increasing state oversight, accountability, and transparency of the district and others. The new legislation will create a state-controlled board for the district. Disney would be required to pay off its debts instead of these being passed on to the taxpayers, something officials were afraid would happen if authority of the district went to local county governments. Quote, imposing a state-controlled board will also ensure that the Orange County cannot use the issue as a pretext to raise taxes on Orange County residents, said Taryn Fensk, communications director of Governor Ron DeSantis. Disney also would lose its special privileges to have tolling authority or build a nuclear power plant, neither of which I'm sure they really want at this point, but anyway. Quote, the corporate kingdom has come to an end, said Fensk. The proposed legislation, Disney will no longer control its own government and live under the same laws as everyone else, will be responsible for their outstanding debts, and will pay their fair share of taxes. Osceola County residents filed a lawsuit against DeSantis over the possibility that taxpayers would shoulder the debt, but that may not move forward now. Governor DeSantis aimed to get rid of Reedy Creek Improvement District after Disney publicly denounced Florida's controversial parental rights and education bill, also referred to as the Don't Say Gay bill. The Florida Senate and House quickly passed a bill to this effect, and DeSantis signed it into law on April 22nd of 2022. The Reedy Creek Improvement District was established by a 1967 act signed by Republican Governor Claude R. Kirk Jr. The act allowed Disney to get the money and resources they needed to build Walt Disney World without constantly going through local government. Through the act, landowners within the district, including Walt Disney World, are solely responsible for paying the cost of providing municipal services. That is, local taxpayers do not have to pay for these services. The district essentially acts as its own county government and encompasses the cities of Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista with fewer than 100 residents total. Residents of the two communities elect their city officials. The district is run by a five-member board of supervisors elected by landowners, not residents, essentially leaving Disney as the sole controller. The dissolution is currently scheduled for June 1st, 2023. The new Walt Disney World Mickey and Friends Happy Meal toys are arriving at McDonald's locations this week. The series of toys includes posters with activities on the back and three card games. Each poster is inspired by a different Walt Disney World theme park, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Hollywood Studios. No respect for Animal Kingdom. The card games are Go Mickey, Clap Game, and Memory Game. We got the Mickey and Minnie at Epcot poster on a recent visit. The front features the couple skipping in front of Spaceship Earth, which is pictured in a bright green against a pink background. Mickey and Minnie's autographs are at the top, and a blue stripe at the bottom is the logos for the Happy Meal, Walt Disney World, and Mickey and Friends. The opposite side of the poster has a Mickey and Minnie sticker dress-up game, coloring activity of Mickey and Cinderella Castle, and connect the dots with Pluto. The toys can also be viewed on HappyMeal.com, where more activity sheets are available for download. Avengers Assemble! With Avengers Campus already 6 months old at Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris, and as part of the resort's 30th anniversary grand finale celebration, a new drone and projection show called Avengers Power the Night has debuted in the skies above and around the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. The new show features drones depicting Spider-Man, Captain America's shield, Mjolnir, that's Thor's hammer, by the way, Nick Fury, his full head made of drones, and many other symbols of the franchise as fireworks and flares shoot from the Tower of Terror and projections cover its surface. Iconic quotes from the Marvel Cinematic Universe are played over snippets of scores from the various MCU films as well. This is the first nighttime drone show dedicated to Marvel superheroes in a Disney theme park. Featuring music, lights, pyrotechnic effects, and video projections, Avengers Power of the Night uses 500 drones to form icons representing the powers of iconic heroes, including Captain America, Captain Marvel, Scarlet Witch, and for the first time at Disneyland Paris, Shang-Chi. An Avengers drone show was performed during the grand opening weekend of Avengers Campus in Paris. It wasn't really meant for the public, but now this show is meant for the public and is performing nightly. Avengers Power of the Night runs again nightly through May 8th at Walt Disney Studios Paris. Some of the deluxe staterooms aboard the Disney Magic will be converted into concierge staterooms for sailings beginning May 5th, 2023. 11 deluxe family Ocean View staterooms with verandas, Category 4A, are being converted into concierge family Ocean View staterooms with verandas, Category 3A. This means that the rooms, furnishings, and amenities will be upgraded. Bookings for these rooms will be available beginning February 1st, 2023. They are available now. There are 11 of these staterooms, 8026-3638-4042, 8526-8528, 8536, 8538, 8540, and 8542. Guests with existing reservations for these staterooms will not be impacted. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a WIGS member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services. Thank you.